Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Almost forgot we were doing a show here for a minute. Say something.
Something.
All right, very well. If you say something, say something. Wait, no, wait, that's not how it goes.
And if you want to say something, call in.
Very well. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the radio and the internet and a couple satellite places that we broadcast and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're going to talk about stuff. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can, of course, but the telephone number is 603-283-6160. I've titled tonight's program, The Children Win and the Children Lose.
Aw.
Yeah, because, well, we've got stories about both winning and losing, and they're both related to children. I think, you know, as you should do in, when delivering news, I think we'll start with the bad news first. How do the children actually lose? And by the way, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and joining me,
I'm Nikki.
You paused there for a minute. Are you sure?
I threw myself off because I just say, and Nikki, but I said, I'm Nikki, and it just confused me. That's
all. I just want to make sure that when I say,
I'm pretty sure that I'm Nikki.
When I like point at you and be like, hey, Nikki, you're like, yeah. So, sadly, according to The Hill and their reporters, there has been a sharp rise in online child pornography. Just in, I believe, 2020 to 2021 is the year in which they pulled this from. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children found a rise across multiple categories of online child pornography in 2021. The organization said there was a 35% increase from 2020 to 2021 in suspected child exploitation online. The group's cyber tip line received 29.3 million reports as it continues to track the threat to children online. The number of reports went up in categories such as CSAM, possession, manufacture, and distribution. Child sex tourism.
That's a thing? But I guess that would be like Epstein's Island, right? That was probably child sex tourism.
Which, by the way, can you guess the number of people who visited Epstein's Island that have been arrested?
What? Two?
No, I mean visitors, not Epstein and Mac.
Probably zero, considering.
It is zero.
They're all
still zero.
Celebrities and government officials.
The number is still zero. And, you know, they would best prefer that everybody forget about that, but hopefully the people don't let them forget about it.
So in case anybody doesn't know, raping children is bad.
Yeah, shouldn't have to be said.
Shouldn't have to be said, but according to, you know, most of the people in the government and a bunch of celebrities, that needs to be said.
Yeah, and now, having said that, the number of reports went up in categories such as possession, manufacture, and distribution, child sex tourism, child sex trafficking, child sexual molestation, misleading domain names, online enticement of children for sexual acts, and unsolicited obscene material sent to children.
So now I'm wondering, is this just the reports that are going up, or I wonder if it's more prevalent now?
It's a good question. I don't know if the article answers that for you, but let's find out. The group was able to respond to notifications of images or videos in less than 2 days in 2021. NCMEC, I don't know what alphabet agency that is, sent reports to the police and was able to alert law enforcement to 4,260 potential new victims in 2021. Globally, 84 law enforcement agencies across 143 countries have access to the group's online or the group's tip line reports.
So the NCMEC is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, yeah.
Thank you. That one's a hard one to remember because it's five letters. It's still an FLA. I prefer TLAs, two- or three-letter acronyms. FLAs, you get four and five. Like four I'm okay with because I'm a musician. I count to four.
Yeah, five. Five is just a little too much.
Yeah. Bust out the calculator. Globally, 84 law enforcement agencies across 143 counties have access to the tip line's reports. There are 71 international police forces who are able to receive cyber tip line reports directly, and 61 additional countries who are able to receive reports through U.S. federal law enforcement attaché, the group states. In support of easier adoption and use by international users, the case management tool fields and interface are available in 8 languages with 10 additional translations planned. Domestically, all Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force have access, it added. So, 35%, pretty big increase. You know, you asked the question of, is it just a an increase in the number of people calling these tip lines or otherwise informing people like, hey, I think something's wrong here. The article doesn't state that.
Yeah, and it'd probably be hard to know, you know.
But it is interesting to note that it's 2020 to 2021, the year in which they studied this, because, well, that's the COVID year, right? So more people staying at home, you know, lockdowns, all that kind of stuff happening. Interesting to note. But you nailed it on the head earlier. Like, all of this type of thing is wrong. Right?
Yeah.
You can even go into the, you know, most heinous maximum security prison that you can find, and inside of these facilities, the child rapers got a fear for their lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And oftentimes, so I'm told, their lives end in there as well. Because even those types of criminals recognize that this is wrong in every way, shape,
and
form.
And kids are so innocent, you know, so it's nobody likes somebody that is messing with, like, kids or animals. Typically, those are the types, like, when you're messing with somebody who's, like, so innocent and vulnerable, it doesn't matter if somebody's, like, a serial killer. They, you know, they're...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're not
you're messing
cool.
with kids?
Yeah,
no,
they're not
you're
cool
going
with
down.
That. Yeah.
But, yeah. Agreed. So, in that way, the children are losing. I don't know why society as a whole can't wrap their brain around this and come to terms with it and do away with it as a society, the globe over, right? Because it needs to go away. It needs to discontinue immediately, if not sooner.
Well, and there's a lot of instances that I've heard women have told me where they have been, you know, something has happened to them when they were a child, whether they were molested or whatever.
Yeah.
Some kids were in foster care, and they weren't believed. You know, whether it's like their stepdad doing it or if they were in foster care, because there's the, like, stigma, like, oh, foster kids are just liars and whatever. And one of my friends literally told me that she wasn't believed when she was assaulted because they told her that she was a foster kid and that she just made up stories because that's what all foster kids do. And it's like, is it that all foster kids make up stories or is it that your husband is doing weird stuff to kids and all of the foster girls that come in here are reporting this to you?
Yeah.
So, you know, what's...
It's hard to discern. It shouldn't be, but it is hard to discern at times like those, for particularly for bureaucracies, right? Bureaucracies, generally speaking, including any sort of child law enforcement that might be going on they need evidence to act, and they do not accept just somebody's word about it, you know, that kind of thing. Now, if mom walks in and sees the thing going on, it's plenty of evidence, they act immediately, generally speaking. But there are so many that are not believed and fall through the cracks that this type of an increase is unprecedented, in my opinion. 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
listening and tuning in to Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
Nikki what?
Nikki Sunshine.
All right. Because last week we had several last names for you.
Nikki, Nikki Moonlight,
Moonbeam,
Moonshine.
Yeah. Yep. Sunlight, Suntan. Wait, you're not tan, though.
Yeah. Nikki, very
sunny,
pale,
Nikki's
translucent.
Sunny disposition. You know, I remember. We had a bunch of them. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. We were talking about this article from The Hill where the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children found a rise across multiple categories of online child pornography, a sharp online rise of 35% from 2020 to 2021. So that's pretty significant. And it's an illustration. We started talking about how, you know, kids in, like, foster care don't get believed when they, you know, say, hey, so-and-so, you know, abused me in some way, whether it's sexually or any other way. And that does happen. I spent some time as a foster kid, and I can tell you that it was not fun. I did a little bit of time in, like, a group home. I talk about it like it's jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did some time in, like, a group home.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't, I, that's how I think of it. It wasn't a pleasant experience. It was, I was basically cattle, you know, shoved into a room with, you know, some other people. I had a bunk, you know, there were shared showers and restrooms and that kind of thing. So, it would have been the equivalent of, like, a minimum security prison and very much resembled that, or a school, but I repeat myself. But certainly things happen in the bureaucratic foster care system that don't happen elsewhere. And also, it is ripe for people who are abusers to take advantage of.
Yeah.
There are a number, and of course, I don't know what the number is, but there are a number of instances where somebody was a serial child abuser, sexually or otherwise. They, you know, would get busted. They would move to another state, become a foster parent in that state, and then repeat the process because, well, that's their target audience's children.
Yeah.
And so that's how they would go about doing this. So, but you had something that you just found that we wanted to touch on because we're talking about the children lose first. We'll talk about how the children win in a bit. We have something on how the children win, but go ahead.
Yeah, so this is from March 11th of this year. Victims of child sex trafficking went to a foster facility where they allegedly were trafficked again.
Huh.
So, it's not a big surprise to me that this is happening because, I don't know, it seems like it's just kind of this cycle of creating victims. It seems like once people are put in that position, they just, for some reason, it's hard to get out of that position.
Yeah.
And the state for sure doesn't do anything to help them. So the article goes on to say, at least one staff member at a Texas foster care facility designed to help young girls who are victims of sex trafficking is accused of trafficking them all over again, according to state official in court documents. And I'm also not surprised that this is in Texas because of the things happening at the borders and those, I don't know what to call them, concentration camps of sorts where they're locking children in cages.
And they're still in there, by the way, in case you've forgotten.
They're just disappearing, right? They lost some thousands of children, and they're like, oh, we just don't know where they went. And then
where did they go? I wonder.
You know, there wasn't really a big media outrage about it. It's like, I heard about it, and then it seemed like just as quickly as you heard about it, everybody forgot. It's like nobody actually cares.
And that's an illustration of the lack of attention span that the masses have, because 15 minutes go by, and they're like, oh, I forgot about that. The kids in cages also, there were some centers that did get publicity. What they did is they didn't find all these kids' homes or anything. They moved those kids inside of a military facility so that the public, journalists, etc.,
couldn't see them.
Couldn't come in and see them. And the only reason I know that happened is because one kid escaped. Imagine that. You're a kid, right? You're being kept in, you know, some sort of, you know, prison, for lack of a better term, right? The news finds out about it. And some media begins to, and then you get moved to inside of a military facility, and then nobody can come and see you. And then, yeah. So you're like, I gotta get out of here. I don't, what the hell happened?
I mean, what do you have to lose at that point?
So the kid figures out some way, you know, leapt over the fence, whatever he did, he got out somehow and found somebody and told them about it, and that's how the news picked it up. And that's the only way we know that happened. Yeah.
It's really terrible. So the article goes on to say, 9 current and former employees at the Refugee Ranch, a state-contracted rehabilitation facility in Bastrop County, are accused of criminal activity amid allegations of neglect, physical and sexual abuse, and exploitation of 7 girls at the facility about 30 miles southeast of Austin. The girls were left at the facility for more than a month after the abuse was reported, officials said Thursday during an emergency court hearing.
Wow.
So they knew the abuse was happening, and they left them there. It's just really, really terrible. And it's really terrible that most, and, you know, there are instances of people lying for whatever reason, but it's kind of gross that the default is just to not believe young girls when they say this is happening to them. Like, why is the default to not believe people? I think the default should be to believe somebody until you can find, investigate and fight, or at least remove them from the facility while you're doing an investigation, you know? So, and then,
Yeah, but, I mean, this just goes to prove that the system isn't there to actually help anybody. It's there.
Absolutely
it's
not.
There to be reactive. It's like people think, the same thing that people say about cops, right? Oh, cops are there to no, cops aren't there to protect you. They're never proactive. The state, when it comes to children, is never proactive, unless of course somebody decides to call like Child Protection Services on their neighbor to get back at them or something like that, right? Then they might be proactive, but by and large, they're reactive. Oh, something happened. Now we must react to this situation. And they never get in front of the ball.
You know, and it's very interesting that you say that, because I've seen that so many times where good parents, good loving families, get their children taken away because of some squabble with their neighbor. Something like not, these kids aren't even in a real abusive situation, or the parents were defiant towards state rules or something.
Yeah.
But I've seen legitimate child abuse. At the hospital I used to work at, actually, we would see in the emergency room kids that you could tell they were in a bad situation.
Yeah.
You know, like moms and their kids would come in all beat up from their dads, and nobody ever called Child Protective Services on that sort of thing. So those kids could go home to their abusive stepdad, but good loving families are getting their kids taken away for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
And it's another illustration of how the state is a weapon that can be sicked upon people in the way, you know, people would sick a dog on a person, that type of thing. It is a gun. It's the silent gun in every room. And people, whether you're voting for it or not voting for it or voting for the other guy, people can turn that gun and use it on anybody else. And that also, in my opinion, needs to stop. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is preparing for Europe this week, but he won't travel to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that in a tweet on Sunday. She said the trip will be focused on continuing to rally the world in support of the Ukrainian people against President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Biden set to depart for Brussels on Wednesday. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says Biden needs to accomplish three key things while attending the NATO summit in Brussels.
He needs to tell NATO that we collectively are going to supply the people of Ukraine things that they know how to use.
That audio courtesy of ABC's This Week. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting that 10 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since the beginning of the Russian invasion. That's around a quarter of the country's population. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson are set to begin on Monday.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process is obviously picked over for the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Marine Corps says four U.S. Marines killed in a plane crash in Norway were based in North Carolina. The Marines were aboard a MV-22B Osprey that went down on Saturday during a NATO exercise southwest of Oslo. The identities of the four Marines are being withheld until family members are notified. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number here in the studio if you would like to join us live on air. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Nikki.
I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, you can visit news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, we've been talking about this article from The Hill and then this other article from, where is it from, Nikki?
I think it's from the Washington Post.
Washington Post.
Yeah, Washington Post.
Regarding, well, child pornography is on the rise, apparently, 35%. And then Nikki brought some illustrations of how, well, the system fails children more often than not. And in fact, having been a part of the system, I can tell you that it is not favorable to children. But let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So, you know, this kind of subject has been going on for decades. I mean, long before you and I were ever thought of.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad, Nikki, that you're here because this is really, really important. Not only just for women to hear this, but for everyone to hear this, because this is a money-making thing. Whenever they pull a child out of a family, that's when the abuse starts.
Yep.
They destroy the mother and the father. They turn the mother and the father against one another. The Department of Child Welfare,
mm-hmm.
the family court system. And then before you know it, dad's on his way to prison for something he didn't do, which is, you know, it's like a normal thing. And the people that do this are our own public officials, and they hide behind unions, like school unions and police unions and these other unions that back them up.
Yeah, you have a good point. You have a good point because the... Like, first of all, the system will attract these types of I can't say the word I'm thinking of, these types of people. And then also the system does a very good job of sort of shielding these people from any sort of prosecution or, you know, just good old-fashioned retribution as well.
Well, I mean, take a look at this. Now, this is just in New Hampshire itself. Right? As a matter of fact, right out of your own, right out of the town of Keene. You got a retired detective that works at the county prosecuting office that helps the prosecuting attorney's office investigate crimes and prosecute crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And this same officer is on the Allori list for falsifying documents in other cases.
Makes no sense.
1985?
That's ridiculous. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But...
And... It's not only that, but, you know, you've got a lieutenant over in Winchester, New Hampshire, was on the Lori list.
Yep.
You got, there's a chief of police over in Troy, New Hampshire, again, on the Lori list. Or in Claremont.
For those of our listeners that don't know what a Lori list is, it's named after somebody. There was a case brought up. What happens is when police officers are caught doing the unthinkable, they get put on this list. They're given some opportunity to defend themselves, to remove themselves from this list, that type of a thing. But essentially it means that these are people who have done bad things. They've otherwise abused their authority in some way, shape, or form, but yet remain employed.
That's because these people are making money off of us. They hide behind their unions. And, you know, people don't know what to do, you know, because they're afraid of, oh, geez, this might happen to me. They might take my kids and then throw me in jail and throw me to the lions. Because you cannot defend yourself if you've been accused of this kind of thing. It's like fighting a ghost.
Yeah, and it's crazy the double standard that there is, because politicians and bureaucrats and police officers and all of these state workers, they can essentially get away with murder and worse things.
Yeah.
But if, like, the average Joe was to do something, even if they didn't do it, even if they were just accused of something, they get just massacred in the media, they get thrown in jail, they get all of their rights stripped from them, even if they didn't do it. So it's just wild, the double standard.
Yeah, their reputation is immediately tarnished within their immediate community.
Yeah, even if they were proven innocent.
Yeah, regardless of guilt or innocence. And it is a double-edged sword. You know, we talk about the children not being believed, but then we also talk about people who sick the states on other people as a form of either revenge or a form of aggression, because they simply can. Any further thoughts, Rob?
Yeah, I just want to share a couple other things along the same concept here, just so I can get people to understand how bad this really is. State of New Hampshire, okay, had well over 300 people continuously keep filing lawsuits against the state. These were people that were living at the youth detention center.
Hmm.
And we're talking going back to 1961, this before I was born,
yep,
where they were molesting kids, they were breaking bones, they were betting on kids. Now, finally, the state is coming forward and they're willing to negotiate, you know, give money to, you know, these people that have been harmed, but only, you know, if they go through the gauntlet in terms of they'll go through their case and,
oh, yeah,
and see if they're worthy of getting any.
Yeah, they have to do the monkey dance in order to get any money and then re-expose themselves, you know, to, you know, any sort of media, you know, and that kind of a thing, and revisit the trauma of the past just to get compensated for something that happened under the watch of this type of an organization.
If you want to really see what can happen to a man, Nikki, you go ahead and talk with Ian. And ask him about my story. It's already made it in the paper. I don't know why it's not being talked about, but if you don't think that this can't happen to you, you're sadly mistaken.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Rob. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 if you would like to comment or have thoughts on any of this tonight. I know I have a good idea of the, you know, we'll call it the short version of Rob's story. And it's not one that is very nice.
Hmm.
You know,
all I keep thinking about is this is why we need the New Hampshire independence movement, right? To get as far away from this parasite that is the state as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, I mean, we were just saying some bad things, or Rob, rather, was saying, you know, just pointing out the bad things about, you know, the state of New Hampshire, like some of the things that are going down, but that stuff happens everywhere. And it really is just a result of the state and of government.
Yeah, it all
power
it is,
attracts bad people.
It does. And people think, I hear this all the time from people, they go, well, power abhors a vacuum. It's like power has never picked up a vacuum in their life. You know, they get other people to vacuum for them. But no, they think that if the government goes away, that something else will just replace it. And that doesn't have to be the case if we don't want it to be.
Or it could be something better.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. What would be better than government? Your thoughts and calls are welcome. This is Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for tuning in and listening. It is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Nikki.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Did you have more to say? Should we move on to the children win?
Let's move on to the good news.
All right, let's. Before
I
we do
can
that,
only do so much bad news.
Yeah. Before we do that, let's first go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yes, I just wanted to also say that in Mariupol, if they don't surrender in 2 hours, I don't know what they're going to do. But I know that some of the Soviet leadership today and even in the past love to take pleasure in finding interesting ways to kill people. Joseph Stalin, for example, one of the people who was in his innermost circle, whose mother was, she told me that what he liked to do sometimes is feed people the food that they liked the best until they died of it. Because she said he cannot survive on one food, regardless of your favorite food. He asked, what's your favorite food?
Death by beer.
Okay, well, then he would get beer for the rest of your life until you died of it. That's one of the things he liked to do.
I could think of worse things. Hey, I'm just curious, Robert, because this sounds like something out of like a Bruckheimer film, right? There's a countdown and there's a big ticking clock, right? There's a word for that in the film industry. I don't remember what it is, but you know, it's a device is what it is. So what is this countdown to 2 hours you're talking about?
Yeah, Mariupol has to either surrender in 2 hours or else. I don't know what happened.
When was this ultimatum issued?
It was issued several hours ago, as far as I know. Don't quote me on that, but I know that it expired in 2 hours, and I think it was issued several hours ago, and I don't know exactly when.
All right, and who must they surrender to?
I think it's the general in charge there. I'm not sure about that either, but I think...
General in charge of what? Like
in charge of that area.
Are we talking about Russia and the Ukraine here? Just for our listeners that don't, you know.
It's along the Black Sea, Mariupol is. It's the one that was pounded by the big guns and where I think it's where the theater was, where it was written Getty on the sidewalk, which means children in Russian. In other words, there were children in the theater that was bombed. I think it was from the guns of the ships. I'm not really sure, but I think that's what it was.
Do you think it's horrible that children, you know, are victims in this type of interaction?
Well, yeah, there's a purpose. They do that. Everything is very well thought out. What they do is they do that because they want to terrify them, to get them to surrender. That's the whole idea behind it. And the other thing is that Vladimir Putin is a protege in a kind of a way. I mean, his hero was Joseph Stalin. And when Joseph Stalin wanted a divorce, he shot his wife in the head at close range with a pistol, because it says in the marriage contract, till death do we part. So people, okay, well, now that's the end of our marriage. She's dead. So
it's a heck of a divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
What about when the U.S. bombs children? How do you feel about that?
You know, nothing. That's never a good idea. But you know something? When we do that, it's never by the will of the people of the United States. How many of us ever voted to have children murdered in cold blood?
Well, that's exactly. Actually, that's exactly what happens when you vote. That's exactly what you agree to when you cast your vote for one of these sick tyrants. Because in my lifetime, and I don't think you're much older than me, if you are at all, but in my lifetime, there has never been a president that did not engage in any warfare. Never.
You're right. But the fact of the matter is, we do the best we can to make sure those kinds of things don't happen.
So what evidence is there of that?
More so than other countries, though? I just don't think I believe that.
Well, other countries do, too. But in the Soviet Union, you couldn't do too much. But Joseph Stalin had to find the first and last word on everything. You couldn't say boo, because they'd have you shot in the back if you objected. Same thing with Vladimir Putin. You object to him, you get polonium-210 in your soup or your tea, your choice.
Yeah, do you remember the time Obama threatened drone strikes, predator drone strikes against his daughter's boyfriend?
I know he did that overseas, no question about it.
Yeah, no, he was at a dinner.
Really?
And yeah, he was at a dinner, and somebody had made mention of, you know, his daughter's dating now, she's of the dating age, and he says, well, I got two words for any of her suitors, predator drone. And everybody, of course, laughed because it was a big joke at the dinner. But
yeah,
like,
I don't think that's funny.
This is the type of psychopath that occupies, and I don't care if it's the United States, if it's Russia, if it's Timbuktu, these are the types of psychopaths that occupy these offices. Thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it. Did you have something to add? You looked like you were holding back. No?
No.
Okay. All right. So
it's just the same stuff. It doesn't matter what country you're in.
Yeah. There's,
you know,
just because the United States rotates its dictators every 4 to 8 years
or matter.
Whatever it is, doesn't make it any less oppressive. The United States of America does allow to a certain extent more things than some other countries do. Like, for example, we have yet to be canceled on this particular radio show, although it wasn't without some effort, because a little more than a year ago, they almost succeeded in canceling the show. So, you know,
yeah.
That was with the Crypto 6 events where they raided this studio and arrested and kidnapped my friends and coworkers. So, it happens. They did attempt to do so, but we did not allow it to continue. Will there continue to be people to step up in those roles when they try again? Who knows? We'll see. But yes, these psychopaths, and that's all they are, all these politicians are psychopaths. They're all liars, every one of them. Name me a politician that made a campaign promise and then kept all of them, kept any of them. You know, I can show you reels of presidential election candidates who made a bazillion campaign promises where none of them were kept. And in fact, they did the opposite of what they promised to do during their campaign, because you can't hold these people accountable for anything.
And it's interesting because earlier in the show you mentioned the short attention span that people have, especially in this like new age of like the media and like, ooh, look, a squirrel. And it's interesting because if you go back in footage of politicians just completely contradicting themselves, people will totally rationalize it. And they're like, oh, that didn't happen. Or, oh, well, he didn't mean that. Like they totally try their best to rationalize it, because it's hard for them to believe that their favorite politician would lie to them.
Yeah, people suspend their belief when it comes to politicians as if they're some sort of a deity. You know, they get treated like they're Hollywood or they're rock stars, and they're not. They're psychopaths. Sociopaths, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It, regardless of their medical designation, it's because they are working within a system whose only tool is coercion. The only tool that the system has is force. It says, you do this or else.
I think it's important to also point out that normal, good people don't want to rule over others and force other people to do things. And they, and a lot of politicians will pretend like, oh, well, I'm just representing the people. And, you know, I do believe, like, especially in New Hampshire, we do have a lot of state reps that I do believe have legitimate good intentions and are trying their best to make this state a better place to live. But I'm going to, I think the vast majority of people that go into politics have ill intentions or they're just lying to themselves.
Yeah, or they get corrupted once they're in there. There's plenty of people who go in
too.
Who go in with noble intentions.
Yeah.
There's probably people who are in right now that are still struggling. They're like, well, I was trying to do this when I got in, but because of this, because of that, and because of this guy and that guy and all these things that went on, I'm not able to accomplish the blah, 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 right? And they get suckered into it, and it's impossible for you to behave in a moral and ethical way being a politician, being a, quote, representative, unquote, of other people. It's impossible for anybody to represent me.
Yeah. You are the only person that represents yourself, and I'm the only person that represents me.
And I, you know, I might, you might do something, and I might go, I would never do that. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? I would never dream of telling you how to live your life because you're a sentient being, making your own choices. You know yourself way better than I do, so you are the most correct person to make decisions for yourself and how to go about living your life. And if we all would just realize that, I think the world would be a much better place.
Absolutely.
But no. Can't have that. Because the majority of people keep putting a check mark next to a box for a dictator every 4, 8 years, whatever it is.
So what would the solution be?
The solution would be to eliminate the chair completely.
How do we do that?
Really simple. 4 words. I will not comply. I will not comply. Mass noncompliance is the way out. 603-283-6160. When will you stop complying?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.